Hey everybody, Andy Hamilton of Track Wrestling here with another edition of 7 Minutes. We're joined this week by Chris Bono, the first year head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Bono was a 1996 NCAA champion at Iowa State, a two-time U.S. Open champion, and a three-time world team member. He spent 6 seasons as the head coach at South Dakota State and coached the Jackrabbits to a 12th place finish last March at the NCAA championships before becoming the head coach of the Badgers. If you missed last week's interview with world champion David Taylor, be sure to look for that one here on Track Wrestling. We've also had 7 Minutes interviews recently with Minnesota heavyweight Gable Steveson and NCAA champion Yanni Diakamahalis of Cornell. So be sure to look for those as well. The 7 Minutes series is presented by CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. It's wrestlers helping wrestlers to wrestle at the college level. Start the recruiting process today. Let College Wrestler Recruiting help reach college coaches from Division I, Division II, Division III, NAIA, NJCAA, NCWA, and WCWA. Check out CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. Our guest today is first-year Wisconsin head coach Chris Bono. Coach Bono, are you ready to go 7 minutes?
I am ready.
If you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at 15, what advice would you give yourself?
To continue to keep my head down and push forward and to work as hard as I possibly can and enjoy every moment of it.
What's the biggest break you got that helped you get where you are now?
Getting the job at South Dakota State University.
Why so?
Because it got me back into wrestling, and it was able to let me be able to have a hand in every part of the program, from marketing to running the program as the head coach. And it just taught me every little thing about wrestling and how to build a program.
If you could spend a day with any coach in any sport, who would it be and why?
Wow. You know, right now, I like Dabu Swinney. You know, I like what he's got going on. You know, our families are huge Clemson fans. If I could spend a day with them and learn how to, I always say football because I think managing 100 and some guys on a roster would be very hard, as well as being in the public eye every single second and how to make decisions and all that good stuff.
Let's go back to your time as a high school student athlete. When you look back on recruiting, what are things you remember and why did you pick Iowa State?
I remember everything. I remember every single recruiting trip, but the reason why I chose Iowa State was I left my windbreaker in the wrestling room on a Sunday morning before my flight, and I had to go back there and get it. When I went up there, there was about 12 guys working out on their own, and that was what I wanted in a program and what I thought I needed to succeed.
Flipping it ahead to where you are now, when you look at recruiting from a coach's standpoint, which recruiting loss was the hardest to deal with?
Losing a kid? Is that what you're asking?
Yep. Somebody you thought you might get.
In my career or just being here?
Yeah, in your career.
Oh, boy. A lot of them. I can't even tell you one in particular. But I could tell you that I used to get very, very upset about every kid we would lose. Until Bobby Douglas would calm me down. And I remember he told me, you know, if we just get 3 out of 10 top kids that we're going after, we'll be a very successful program year in and year out. So that really calmed me down when we would start losing kids, for sure.
How often do you have dreams at night about wrestling?
You mean nightmares? I don't dream too much about wrestling. I go to bed every single night thinking about wrestling, though, which is not a very good thing for my sleep.
Which match in your past sticks with you most?
I didn't hear that. Which match in my past?
Yeah, which match in your past sticks with you the most?
Oh, man.
The one that you think about the most, whether it's positive, whether it's something that eats at you.
Well, the one that eats at me is losing to Doug Schwab out in Vegas in the third match to make a world team when I was up by a point with about 10 seconds left.
Let's say wrestling has one governing body and you're the president. What would you want to change?
I'd like to change the weigh-in procedure. Right now in college, I don't think 1 hour is enough to get these guys weighed in and prepared to wrestle. These guys are focused on making weight up until, by the time they get done eating and refueling, there's 30 minutes to be focused on the actual task at hand. And I don't think that they're competing at the highest level when you only have an hour to put, a couple of pounds back into your system. So I don't like the weigh-in rules. So I would change the way we do weigh-ins.
You look back on your competitive career. Who's one guy you really enjoyed scrapping against and why?
I liked wrestling against a lot of them. You know, when we were at 69 kilos, I really, even though I never beat him, I liked wrestling against Lincoln McElroy because it was such a challenge. You know, and then you go down when they changed it to 66 kilos. I used to love wrestling against Schwab. I used to love wrestling against Jamil Kelly. You know, those guys were tough for me to wrestle. And that's what I really, guys that would actually go out and wrestle me and not try to, win on a 1 point deal. I liked wrestling, Esposito, because he was a different kind of wrestler. So those guys were fun to wrestle.
What's the most interesting thing about you that has nothing to do with wrestling?
I enjoy playing golf.
Yeah. How's your game?
It's not real good, but I enjoy getting out there on a hot summer day and relaxing and hitting the ball. That's for sure.
What's the greatest compliment someone could give you as a coach?
That the greatest compliment that they, when they leave here in 5 years, that they tell me that it is they've had the greatest college experience they could possibly have.
We'll wrap it up with this one, Chris. If you could go back and wrestle anybody from any era, who would you want to compete against and why?
Yeah, that's a good one. I think it's a long-winded question and answer. But you know what? I'd like to go back and wrestle Dabir again from Iran. I wrestled him once, and I'd like to wrestle him again. Even though I did beat him, it was fun to wrestle him. It was fun to scout him, and I think that if we wrestled 10 times, it'd be a different kind of guy each time.
Great stuff, Chris. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
All right, buddy. Anytime.